This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As Andy Euler just said, the oil industry seems good with parts of the Inflation Reduction Act. But another powerful special interest here in Washington is decidedly not. That's the pharmaceutical industry. And that's because the legislation, as it's currently written, allows the government, for the first time, to directly negotiate the prices of some drugs on behalf of 48 million Medicare recipients. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what those new powers could mean for the healthcare system.
Right now, drug companies negotiate separately with the private health plans that administer Medicare. That model helps keep drug prices 3 to 4 times higher in the U.S. than in the rest of the developed world, says Mariana Socal at Johns Hopkins. She says it's inefficient to have multiple entities negotiating simultaneously.
Versus having one entity negotiating for 40 million people at the same time, that's how Walmart gets lower prices, right? When you negotiate for a higher volume.
If a drug company doesn't come to the table, the bill would hit them with a pretty big tax penalty. But more importantly,
so it is on the best interest of the drug manufacturer to maintain their market share. And there's no larger market than the Medicare program.
Initially, Medicare's negotiating power would be limited to just 10 drugs that fit certain criteria. Basically, drugs that have been around a while, don't have cheaper substitutes, and that Medicare spends a lot on. Andrew Mulcahy is a health economist at RAND.
Drugs like Orencia for rheumatoid arthritis.
Or pricey cancer therapies. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill will save Medicare $288 billion over the next decade. And Mulcahy says those savings might spill over.
The arguments that the government would craft when they negotiate price might be pretty persuasive and help commercial insurers secure some lower prices on their end, too.
But Mulcahy says drug companies might also raise prices on non-Medicare plans to make up lost revenue. And Jenny Bryan at the pharmaceutical industry lobbying group Pharma argues the bill may have other unintended consequences.
The bill is going to really slow medical progress, we would argue, by putting a chill on research and innovation.
If the bill becomes law, the negotiated prices wouldn't take effect until 2026. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.